All right, you know what? I'm going to be open about it. I, too, am sleeping with adult film actresses and prostitutes. Welcome back to the Bromar Show. This is the show where we talk about things that are trending in internet culture and also living life as a guy in his 20s. I am your host, and go ahead and make sure you follow the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. Also, don't forget to follow The Bromar Show on Instagram and TikTok, which is at The Bromar Show. And also, follow the art page on Instagram, which is at Slushy Art. I released a new piece there, a Halloween piece, and I personally love it, and I think it turned out great. But our topic, how desperate are people for being elected? Because we're having some candidates doing some really weird shit. And we'll talk about that here in just a couple moments. But first, I'm actually going to talk about a little bit of a side project I attempted to do while I'm doing the, you know, Pokemon documentary series, the video games from Generation 3. I did a little bit of a video commentary to Amaranth's live stream about her abusive husband, quote unquote. And I don't know if I'll post it on YouTube yet. It's just the fact that it's just basically me going through a couple of her clips from TwitchCon, like commentating on that and then commentating on some parts of the stream. Her stream is very long, about an hour and 40, but I only try to squeeze in like about 50 minutes of it, roughly. Maybe 40 if it doesn't include the Twitch videos. But overall, it seems to me that it's very obvious that Amaranth's the one wearing the pants of the relationship, and the husband is freaking out that she's leaving him. And, I mean, not gonna lie, Amaranth's pretty hot, and she's making millions of dollars. I would freak out too if I was a guy in that situation. But it just was not a good look on the guy, obviously, because now he looks like a bitch. For those of you that are saying that, oh, you know, he's abusive, all this mess. No, this guy's a little bitch, okay? He's not going to do anything. He didn't even tweet none of the stuff he threatened to tweet. But I go more into detail about that whole entire situation on the commentary video I made, in which I'll see what I can do, how I can post it. There's no super chats because, you know, it's a small channel, all right? I don't know if we're ready for the live stream here just yet because we get interruptions here and there. Power cut off the other time too, so it's like, yeah, it's very spontaneous to even stream right now, honestly. But nonetheless, I think she was giving off more of like, yeah, she's the dominant one in the relationship because just the way she's reacting to his responses, his questions, it's like, if you think about it, it's typical fuckboy behavior. It's like, she's the fuckboy in the relationship. It's like, I don't know what you're saying. Why are you screaming at me? That's not what I said. Like, it's the same stuff fuckboys use. But I'll actually update about that if I ended up posting it. I may update that on Instagram. But yeah, I did a commentary video in regards to that, just to see the type of traction we get. I mean, we may get some of the simps trying to defend her, which, I mean, good. You're going to check out my content and then you're going to really hate me. which, I don't know. I see some opportunity here. That's all I'm trying to say. Election season is coming up, and I'm pretty sure there's like a lot of ad campaigns about going out there and voting, etc., yada, yada, yada. By the way, this is happening in the United States, so if you're in a different country and you're like, election season, I don't think we have elections here. We're not allowed to have elections. We only listen and elect our supreme leader every year. Otherwise, we are opposing his opposition and yada, yada, yada. Talking about you, communist countries. I don't even know if communist countries can listen to the Bromar Show, honestly. So anyway, you're seeing all these campaigns about going out there and voting, etc., yada, yada, yada. In which, look, listen, your boy, not going to lie, after the whole entire Uncle Roni situation, I've been a little jaded in regards to the people in our office. And it made me lose a little bit of faith, not gonna lie. And I don't know if we have really the best set of candidates, but if you have information about this and you're 100% sure about the choice of candidates that you're going to vote for, then go ahead and vote. If you are very well informed about that, go ahead and vote. Me personally, I'm not as informed, except for this candidate. This candidate from New York, which, by the way, I was actually born in New York, if you didn't know that. And also, Michelle Miller, who was previously on the show, she's also from New York. So I'm pretty sure she heard about this too. Oh, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle too. He's also from New York. We have a lot of New Yorkers actually in our podcast group. So Coupon Queen and Badass Fabulous, I believe, are also from New York. So go ahead and check them out. Michelle Miller, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle, Coupon Queen, and Badass Fabulous. Check out their podcast. They're definitely going to hear about this. So, a man running for Congress apparently thinks the best way to show support for legalizing sex work is to release a sex tape. Yeah, that actually happened. I haven't checked it out yet, and I don't know if I really would, because the man is Mike Itkis, which, by the way, you look at his picture, reminds you a lot of Gru, you know, from Despicable Me. And listen, Gru, awesome fucking character, all right? Very underrated. Heck, there was even a YouTuber named Slazzo, which I had no idea how in the world or why he had the time to basically do... I can't take it seriously, because this YouTuber basically did like a whole video on the actual size of Gru, and he measured like these these houses, these objects. Like, he went full on physics mode. I gotta find a video and link it there. It is hilarious, because it's like he is even self-aware about the amount of free time he has because he made that video. Oh, man. But yeah, Mike Itkis does remind me a lot of Gru from Despicable Me and has damn near the same accent. Oh, my gosh. Is it possible that's the real-life Gru? Slazzo actually cracked the equation. All right. Anyway, so he released a sex tape, yes, and he basically called it the Bucket List Bonanza, who apparently is co-starring with professional adult film star Nicole Sage, which I don't think I heard of Nicole Sage. I mean, I heard of Riley Reid because I talked about her on my show. I also talked about Lana Rhodes on my show before, and I also heard of Nina Kaye, which actually, one of our friends from the podcast group, she did an interview with her, which is how I actually heard about her, Nina Kaye. The video was reportedly released on Pornhub in July and filmed in two separate parts, one in July of 2021 and one in October of 2021. And this is basically all part of his sex-positive approach. And according to the candidate, he basically had to release a sex tape, which he called it a quote-unquote conversation piece. He basically stated that in an interview with City and State, because he said if he would just talk about it, it wouldn't demonstrate his commitment to the issue. I mean, I guess. I don't know, man. I've seen some of the tweets, comments about this. People are not really happy with this. And especially that one comment that said, learn how to fuck somebody first before you fuck an entire group of people. Man, I mean, he's a cybersecurity specialist, and he was in the military, in the armed forces. So, not a bad candidate. And then he released this, which, man. Look, listen. The cybersecurity guys and the IT guys, etc., they all get a rep for being nerdy, socially awkward, and just not being able to get laid. And this kind of... this is further proving it. I don't want people to believe that about all cybersecurity specialists and people in the tech force. And again, I know not all of them are like that. I mean, I know some tech people that, Jesus, I have no idea like how they freaking do it, but they literally have a chick with them every day. A different one too. But yeah, they said, and this is according to The Cut, that according to his site, he states that he opposes the quote-unquote conservative idea that sex should only happen between a man and a woman who are married to each other. and also supports the right to not become a parent in case of pregnancy, which, I mean, very, very original of a liberal. I'm pretty sure there's plenty of liberals that think this way. Actually, there isn't. I'm pretty sure there's liberals that actually would want to be with a man or a woman for the rest of their lives, etc. He's basically advocating for stepping out the relationship. But yeah, this all sounds fine and reasonable until you get to the abortion rights for women section, according to the article from The Cut. There, his campaign takes a turn from sexually liberal to getting men out of paying child support. He quotes, "Men should not be required to pay child support for biological children without prior agreement." And he reads the only bullet point under abortion rights for women. And he expanded on his belief on Pornhub, writing, "If a woman should have a choice regarding whether or not she becomes a parent as a result of unplanned sexual activity, men should also have the same choice." Which, I don't know exactly why this article is getting their pennies twisted in a bunch, but I do agree with this one. And Dave Chappelle explained it too. And y'all can hate me about it. I mean, both sides hate me either way, so whatever. Like, come on. Isn't that how it's supposed to work? Like, okay, she has the right to her own body, and men pretty much still keep the right to their own body. You know what I'm saying? Now, obviously, there are exceptions to this rule, okay? If there was struggle snuggling the stepmom, stepdad into stepchildren stuff, or even if it's like a medical condition, life-threatening medical condition, then I can see that's where that would come into play. But if she made the choice, then at that point, it's like, you know, either A, get the abortion, or B, live with it. Yeah, and Dave Chappelle explained it so well. You can trace it back to one of my podcast episodes. I talked about that too. But this is just an example of wanting to take their cake and eat it too. Because it's clear that this article piece is upset that he has this under their bullet point. And the thing of it is, this also exposes, like, pretty much the effect or the consequence of, you know, of abortion, like legalizing it. And you might ask, Bromar, what do you mean by that? Well, the answer is simple. It basically advocates for deadbeat dads. And you already know women complain about deadbeat dads all the time. And doing this, well, it's just going to justify slash enable that behavior even more than it already has been. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah. But enough about the whole entire abortion stuff, because it looks like we got sidetracked there a little bit because of his stance in regards to that. Like, I'm pretty sure he's pro-choice, but he added that whole entire, like, you know, men should be let go from paying child support. But yeah, honestly, if he leaked it, maybe it would have been a little, like, better. I don't know if it really would have been, honestly, but it would have added a little more pizzazz to it for sure. But that just tells me, like, yo, bro, you got to be a sex addict or something. But then again, maybe he's, like, thinking about it. He kind of is a little liberal to the bone, because you have all these politicians, right, hiring all these escorts, hiring all these adult film actresses, signing these NDAs, etc., yada, yada, yada. But this guy's like, all right, you know what? I'm going to be open about it. I, too, am sleeping with adult film actresses and prostitutes. And I'm pretty sure a lot of male candidates, especially the boomer ones, are, like, sleeping with all these prostitutes, escorts, and adult actresses under the radar. It's just that this guy was like, screw it, I'ma just be fucking open about it. So maybe that is a little bit of progressiveness right there. Honestly, I'm really curious to what lengths some of these candidates are going to go to get elected. All right, so that pretty much is going to do it for me. Thanks again for listening. Make sure you go ahead and follow the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. And also go ahead and follow The Bromar Show on Instagram, which is at The Bromar Show. And that's going to do it for me. Until next time.